And some good news this morning for ABBA fans, because the Swedish group have announced they're revamping and relaunching their smash hit hologram show, ABBA Voyage. They're going to be adding several new songs, including this one, they think.
Super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do, 'cause somewhere in the crowd there's
yeah, Mary should have brought in her feather boa today. Scott Bryan, TV critic and broadcaster, good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning.
Well, is Super Trooper going to be part of the new ABBA Voyage?
Well, that is certainly the speculation. I think between now and the middle of May, when they'll be performing this, I guess, for the very first time, even though, of course, it's not them on the stage, it's holograms. I think there'll be a lot of speculation about what these songs could certainly be. I think Super Trooper could be on there, maybe Money, Money, Money as well. I mean, there are some omissions in terms of the current show. And it's also been the case that since the sort of concert started a few years ago, they've not really made any adjustments so far, but it's been an absolute smash hit success. By all sheer coincidence, for me being on air with you this morning, I actually live opposite it. I can see the actual venue from my balcony, and it's basically selling out still now practically every night, with all of the mums and their huns all sort of getting the fizzy rosé from a nearest supermarket before heading in.
It's the mums and the daughters, and it's the daughters and the sons as well. I mean, it's an multi-generational thing that goes on, because it's just, you do forget they're holograms, don't you? You just wonder how much money are ABBA making out of all of this?
Well, I think one of the main things about it is that, yes, you aren't actually seeing the real ABBA on stage, but this has been a show that's been, I think, curated with, firstly, a lot of investment, but also a lot of care and attention. I think there was so much concern in it in the lead up to its initial launch about whether it was just going to be a sort of quick cash grab. But when you're there, when you're in the audience, and I'll try to be a bit cryptic because part of it is the surprise, it's the joy. I mean, it's how lifelike it feels, and also
don't you, by the end it's as if they're there. And I mean, they can have that running every night of the week while they sit at home filing their nails or drinking their cocoa.
Oh, 100%. There's one interview that I remember, and I'm sorry if I'm paraphrasing sort of poorly here, but one of the band members sort of said in an interview, saying the real joy of this is that I can be performing on stage every single night and I can be at home making a spaghetti carbonara at the same time.
Spaghetti carbonara, I figured it would be the cocoa. All right. Scott Bryan, TV critic and broadcaster, thank you very much indeed.